Page 32. Exercise B. Reading. Read about Marley Matlin. If you had to choose one adjective to describe her, what would it be?
The courage to be who she is. Marley Matlin, the only deaf performer ever to win the Oscar for Best Actress in a Leading Role, is also known worldwide as a stage and TV actor, an author, and as a spokesperson for people with hearing disabilities. Through her work and her books, she has devoted her life to encouraging children and adults with hearing loss to live normal lives with normal expectations. Born with normal hearing, Marley suffered permanent hearing loss at 18 months from an illness with a high fever. As she approached school age, her parents were advised to send her to a specialized boarding school far from home. However, her parents felt that Marley would be deprived of the parental contact and love essential to normal development if she didn't live at home. So instead, they put her in a public mainstream school that had both hearing and deaf students, which built her confidence to participate in activities with hearing students. At school, Marley learned sign language, though she was encouraged to use her voice, too. Throughout her childhood, Marley's parents did everything they could to give her the same life she would have had if she had had normal hearing. Her family even helped Marley develop a sense of humor about herself, so she wouldn't be ashamed of her handicap. When others wondered about the strange way she pronounced some words, because she had learned to say them without ever having heard them, her brother would say she had an accent because she was from a foreign country, which made both of them laugh. At 7, her parents enrolled her in a summer camp with both hearing and deaf children, and there she learned to use her hands to sign the lyrics of songs as the other children sang. Her campmates loved this, and their applause gave Marley her first taste of the joy of performing. To encourage her, when Marley returned home from camp, her mother enrolled her in an after-school children's theater program, now called the International Center on Deafness and the Arts, or ICODA, where children prepared some performances in sign language and others in spoken English. Matlin continued performing when she was in college. At one performance, the popular TV actor Henry Winkler was in the audience. Matlin approached him and said she wanted to be a famous actor like him. Winkler, who suffers from dyslexia, a reading disorder that causes difficulty in reading despite normal intelligence, empathized with Matlin and encouraged her, telling her she could be anything she wanted and not to let anything stand in her way. Winkler became a longtime mentor and friend to Matlin, helping her as she pursued her acting career. Matlin's life hasn't been without controversy or criticism. When presenting an Oscar, she spoke the nominees' names instead of signing them, causing some deaf people to complain she was suggesting they should speak instead of signing. To comfort Matlin, African-American actor Whoopi Goldberg told her that once she had worn blue contact lenses just for fun and was criticized for trying to appear white. Goldberg told Matlin not to worry about what others say and just be herself. Matlin has never let her handicap stand in her way and has continued to surpass the expectations the public has of people who can't hear. When she competed in TV's Dancing with the Stars, people were incredulous. How could she dance if she couldn't hear the music? The key to Matlin's success may in part lie in the support and help others have given her, support that has enabled Matlin to be who she is, no matter what others may believe or say.